弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名一起来分享圣经里的道理。
The name of Lord Jesus Christ, and let us share on the message in the Bible.
今天晚上跟大家一起来查考，当竭力进入那应许的安息。
And so this evening, I would like to share the topic, be diligent to enter into the promise of the rest.
我们在读圣经，从今天开始读约书亚记。
So, based off of our Bible reading schedule from today, we are starting Joshua chapter 1.
我们刚刚读完了《生命记》。
We just finished the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记的结尾就是摩西这神的仆人死了。
And in the conclusion of Deuteronomy is the death of the servant of God, Moses.
摩西被称作神的仆人。
And so God, Moses was known as the servant of the Lord.
是神面对面所认识的。
And one who knew the Lord face to face.
那这也是一个时代的结束。
And so this is also an end of an era.
所以摩西他的时间到了，他就放下他的工作，他回到神的怀抱里。
And so once Moses had completed his work and his time was at hand, he went into the bosom of God.
所以我们可以说摩西他走完了他人生的道路这个过程当中他精神没有衰败，眼目没有昏花。
And so we see here that in his life, his eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished.
所以摩西他是按着神的旨意在世上生活完成神的工作。
And so it was according to God's will that if that he lived his life on this earth to complete the work of God.
那他的死亡是很特殊的。
And his death is very special.
因为他是按照神的吩咐最后神跟他讲了一句话之后他就离开。
And it's because through the command of God, and after the Lord had spoken, then he passed away.
生命记三十四章，神跟摩西讲的最后一句话。
And the last thing that God says to Moses.
就是三十四章的第四节。
Is in chapter 34, verse 4.
神对他说：“这就是我向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许之地，说我必将这地赐给你的后裔。”现在我使你亲使你眼睛看见了你却不得过到那里去。
Verse 4, then the Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there.
第五节。
Verse 5.
于是神的仆人摩西死在摩押地，正如主所说的。
5. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord.
第六节。
Verse 6.
神将他埋葬在摩押地伯皮尔对面的谷中，只是到今日没有人知道他的坟墓。
6. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no one knows his grave to this day.
这是神跟摩西说，我应许给亚伯兰、以撒、雅各的这个地。现在你亲眼看见。
And so the Lord says to Moses, the land that I have swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you have seen with your eyes.
但是你不能进去。
But you shall not cross over there.
那他看了之后，他满足了。
And so after seeing it, Moses was satisfied.
这是之前神跟摩西应许的。
And this is what God had promised to Moses before.
所以现在在他生命的最后一个时刻，神让他亲眼看见。
And so in the last moments of his life, God allowed Moses to see the land.
摩西所看见的迦南地是其他的以色列百姓所没有看到的。
And the land that Moses, the land of Canaan that Moses saw is one that the other Israelites were not able to see.
因为他是在一个时间里面神亲自为他介绍这个整个迦南地是怎么一回事。
And so because it's in that moment that God showed him all the different parts of the land of Canaan.
虽然摩西没有办法亲脚踏在迦南的土地上，
so even though Moses could not stand on the in the land of Canaan,
可是他亲眼所见的却是最特殊的，是其他人都没有得到的恩典。
And but what he saw with his eyes is different, and something a blessing that no one else received.
因为他是神亲面对面所认识的，跟神最亲近的人。
Because he's one that the Lord knew face to face, one who had a very intimate relationship with God.
所以神亲自为他一一的介绍他所应许的迦南地。
And so God personally showed him the promised land.
所以摩西呢，他当初放弃了在埃及的这些最终的享受，以及埃及王子的身份是值得的。
And so for Moses, that he gave up his status of being a prince of Egypt, and also as well as the pleasures of Egypt, it is worthwhile for Moses.
他选择跟神的百姓在旷野受苦。
Because he chose instead to suffer with the people of God in the wilderness.
他选择了为基督所受的凌辱，比在埃及的享受更有价值。
And he thought that that is more worthwhile for all of these than the pleasures of Egypt.
所以最后神所赐给他的就是永远的荣耀。
And so what God gave to him is for glory forever.
也是真正的安息。
And so this is the true rest.
所以摩西最后他安息在主的怀抱里。
And so in the end, Moses rested in the bosom of God.
他的结局跟当时的法老王他们的尸体放在埃及的金字塔是不一样的。
And so this is different than being buried or in the pyramids of Egypt.
因为那时候的埃及的法老他们已经在建造金字塔了。
Because the pharaohs of the time already had been building the pyramids.
摩西是有机会成为法老的。
Moses actually had the opportunity to become Pharaoh.
他成为法老最终的最有价值的也可能就是建了一座以他的名命名的金字塔，然后尸体放在里面。
And so he could have had a pyramid that was for him and for him to be buried within one of those pyramids.
但是他选择放弃。
But he chose to forsake these things.
他选择跟随这位创造天地的主走跟百姓走旷野的路程。
And instead, he chose to be with the people of God and to suffer with them in the wilderness.
最后，他心满意足的离开这个世界。
And with satisfaction, he left this world.
就像刚才我们所唱的诗歌149首，他安息在主的膀臂里面。
And like it says in the hymn that we just sang in hymn 149, that they were resting in the arms of God.
他的世上的工作是有价值，现在世世代代的基督徒都在读他的故事。
And his work has value because all the generations of Christians are reading his story.
他后来，你看他出现在主耶稣基督遍貌山上的荣耀的异象当中。
And later on, he would appear on the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以他虽然肉身死了，但是他事实上是永远活着。
So even though he had physically died, but spiritually he lives.
所以他活在神那里。
Because he lives in God with God.
那况且在圣经34章所描述的神亲自为他埋葬。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 34, it tells us that the Lord personally buried him.
那这也是很特别的。
And this is also very special.
因为摩西。他如果尸体被百姓找到，一定会被当作偶像去拜。
And because if the people had found the body of Moses, then his body would have been treated as an idol and be worshipped.
因为他对整个选民的历史太重要了。
Because he is so important in the history of the Israelites.
但是神让摩西死在这个毕士加山上，事实上有他的用意。
And so, however, God wanted Moses to die upon the On top of Pisgah has its purpose.
因为这在整个救恩的计划里面有很重要的预表。
Because in the Old Testament has an important it's an important prefiguration.
因为摩西所代表的就是律法。
Because Moses represents the law.
律法至终是没有办法带人进入那真正的安息。
And it's the law is not able to truly bring the people into rest.
律法没有办法使人得救。
Because the law is not able to save.
律法最多只能够带领人来到应许的迦南地旁边。
And the law can only bring the people besides the promised land.
最后要得到真正的永生是要借着耶稣基督。
And so in order for there to be true salvation, it has to be through Jesus Christ.
所以摩西的工作有他的阶段性。
And so Moses' work has its limited.
那他的结束就是律法的结束。
And his conclusion is the end of the law.
那接下去就是神兴起的他的接棒人耶稣亚要来带领以色列选民进入那应许的迦南地。
And so the next talks about the person who received his baton, which is Joshua, who led the people into the land of Canaan.
那约书亚，他的这个名字的意思就是神的救恩。
And so Joshua, his name means the Lord's salvation.
就是跟希腊文里面的耶稣是同一个字的。
And it is the same as the Greek word for Jesus.
所以摩西跟耶稣亚这个都是神特别选召了两个领导人。
And so Moses and Joshua, these are two leaders that God specially chosen.
他们这样子一起带着百姓要进入那神所应许给他们的迦南美地。
And together they are able to lead the people into the promised land of Canaan.
所以当律法的工作完成之后，接下去就是由耶稣亚来接续这个工作，让百姓进入那安息。
So after the work of the law has completed, now it is up for to Joshua to lead the people in to find spiritual to find rest.
所以34章最后，他就是描述摩西死了之后。 那约书亚就继续来完成神所托付的工作。
And so in Deuteronomy chapter 34, talks about how after Moses passes away, that Joshua continues on the work.
那以色列人就遵从耶稣亚的带领，然后约书亚是照着神吩咐摩西的去做了。
And so then the people followed the leadership of Joshua, and Joshua did according to what Moses and the Lord had commanded him.
那最后他们 他就是要带领百姓进入那应许的迦南地。
And so he will be the one to lead the Israelites into the promised land.
所以当我们读约书亚记的时候，
So when we read the book of Joshua,
我们就看到最后神的选民要如何承受那应许的这个产业。
We can see how the people of God come to receive this the promised land.
那这个应许的产业对我们来说，它这个 耶稣亚记里面所提到这个得到应许的产业，对我们来说是什么意义呢？
And so this promised land or inheritance, to what for us, what does it mean?
所以我们读耶稣亚记，我们很重要的就是要能够明白这当中属灵的教训。
And so for us, as we read the book of Joshua, it's important that we understand the spiritual teachings.
因为这故事本身，我们从宗教教育的课程里面一路来不断重复的在讲述这历史。
Because the stories in the book of Joshua we have repeatedly heard in throughout our religious education.
但是如果我们没有真的了解它的意义，那我们最多也只是很了解这故事的来龙去脉。
But if we do not understand the spiritual teaching, then we only know the details of these.
那我们可能还没有办法真的得到圣经要告诉我们的道理。
And we would not receive the teachings that the Bible wants to tell.
我们可能有很多的圣经的知识。
And there may be a lot of, we might have a lot of biblical knowledge.
但是我们的生活可能没有改变。
But our life would not have any changes.
所以我们可能信主很久，可是我们的生活，我们的生命，可能跟百姓在旷野的时候还是一样的。
So even though we may believe for a long time, our life may be like the Israelites when they were in the wilderness.
因为我们看到摩西五经里面所记载的百姓走旷野的旅程。
Because we can see the journey of Moses in the first five books of the Bible.
那这旷野旅程里面的这个第一个世代的选民呢，他们是怎么样的顽梗悖逆？圣经写的非常的清楚。
And so this first generation of Israelites, as they were in the wilderness, we can see how they were very rebellious.
他们虽然得到神这么大的救赎，也亲眼看到神大能的手所彰显的神迹，可是他们还是每遇到事情就是抱怨。
And they, even though they saw the great miracles of God and all what God has done to save them, all they did was complain.
所以那不信的最后都倒闭在旷野上，
And so those who did not believe all fell in the wilderness.
他们没有机会去享受神所应许的那迦南美地的福。
They did not have the opportunity to see and the blessing that is in the land of Canaan.
他们一路只是在旷野里面看到，每天都有玛拿可以吃。
They only saw how in the wilderness they had manna to eat every day.
他们不用担心他们的生活，他们就是每天就跟着云柱火柱这样子走。
And they did not have to worry about their daily life. All they had to do was follow the pillar of fire or cloud.
虽然他们有一个目标，他们要进迦南地。
So even though they have a goal to enter into the land of Canaan.
可是最后他们一一的都倒在旷野里面了。
But one by one they all fell in the wilderness.
连眼睛看到都没有办法。 都没有办法看到。
And they did not even see the promised land with their own eyes.
那就算那个亲身去踏在 迦南地里面那个探子，他们你看那十个最后也都倒闭在旷野里。
And we see the spies that were able to go into the land of Canaan. Ten of them were not able, were also fell in the wilderness.
所以你看出埃及曾经被数点的男丁，就剩下两个可以进入迦南地。
And so out of all the able men, only two were able to enter into the land of Canaan.
所以让我们看到，其实今天我们信主以后，我们得到主耶稣宝血的救赎，就好像这个以色列人在埃及经过红海进入了这个旷野旅程一样。
And so after we have been baptized through the blood of Christ, it is like we have like the Israelites who have crossed the Red Sea are in the wilderness.
因为希伯来哥林多前书第十章呢特别描述选民被摩西带着从海中经过。这个就是预表着洗礼进入基督耶稣这个救恩里面的。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, talks about how all of the Israelites, Moses brought the Israelites through the Red Sea, and that how that prefigures water baptism.
所以我们今天都已经离开那个黑暗为奴被罪恶所辖制的那个黑暗奴隶的生活，进入耶稣基督里面所得到自由。
And so we all have departed from the darkness of bondage, and now we have received the freedom that can be found in Christ.
所以从预表性来说，那个埃及预表的这个罪恶的世界是这个黑暗的。
And so Egypt prefigures this sinful world that is dark.
法老预表这个世界的王就是魔鬼。
And Pharaoh prefigures the ruler of this world, which is Satan.
你看，今天我们蒙主耶稣基督的救赎，我们离开埃及，我们经过了红海这个就是就好像从水中走过这个预表的洗礼。
And through the grace of Jesus Christ, we have escaped from this world, and through this Red Sea, which is water baptism.
那所以，当我们受洗归入基督之后，我们就进入了这个旷野的旅程。
And so after we have been baptized, we belong to the Lord, and we have entered into the journey in the wilderness.
好，那这个好像我们在走天国路一样的。
And this is just like our heavenly journey.
那在这个天国路里面，你看主耶稣基督一直带领我们，用云柱火柱，你看当时候的这个神亲自与百姓同行。
And in this journey to heaven, God uses the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire to lead the people.
神亲自成为他们的饮食，成为他们的活水。
God became their living bread and their living water.
所以基督，你看这个就是主耶稣他所带来的这个粮食跟圣灵的活水。
And so this is how Jesus Christ has brought the food to us and also the living water.
但是如果我们没有办法真正的靠主顺服这个神的领导，我们很有可能会像百姓一样在旷野里面倒闭，走不进去天国。
And if we are unable to rely on God or to follow God's guidance, then it's very possible for us to be like the Israelites to fall in the wilderness.
因为在这个旅程当中，我们的目标呢，其实就是要得到主耶稣基督今天在这个世上所应许我们的。
Because in this journey, we are trying our goal and is to receive the promise that Jesus Christ has given to us.
我们进入主耶稣基督的恩典当中。
And we have entered into Jesus the grace of Christ.
如果我们对照希伯来书第四章。
If we look at Hebrews chapter 4.
我们就会看到希伯来书的作者他把百姓在旷野的旅程跟他们进入迦南地这样的一个过程讲清楚了他属灵的预表性。
And so in Hebrews chapter 4, the author writes very clearly how the Israelites' journey in the wilderness has a spiritual teaching to it for us to understand.
希伯来书第四章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1.
他说：“我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。”
Verse 1, therefore, since the promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it.
第二节,
Verse 2,
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
Verse 2, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it.
第五节,
Verse 5,
第三节，对不起。
Verse 3.
但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说：“我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。” 其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。
Verse 3, for we who have believed do not do enter that rest, as he has said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. All of the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
你看这里，这个第一节一开始提到的这个有进入他安息的应许。
Here it says there is a, in verse 1 that there's a promise that remains of entering his rest.
今天我们主耶稣，今天主耶稣他亲自应许我们。
So here Jesus Christ has promised us.
他说劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就要使你们得安息。
That all who are weary and burdened can come to me and find rest.
所以在基督里面是可以得到安息，把这个重担卸下的。
And so in Jesus Christ we are able to lay down our burdens before him and find rest in him.
但是主耶稣他这段邀请很多人他没办法做到。
However, this welcome that Jesus Christ gives, many people are unable to do so.
这个福音有时候我们没有办法用行为啊，这个实际的行为来配合，来得到他所应许的。
And this gospel, sometimes we cannot use our actions to receive it.
所以他说，这个听见的道理要用信心来调和，才能够真的体验，才能够得到主所应许的。
However, here it says that it has to be through faith to receive enter into the rest.
那第六节啊。
In verse 6.
既然有必进入安息的人，那先前听见福音的，因为不信从，不得进去。
6. Since therefore it remained that some enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience.
所以不信从就是不顺服啊神的话的，最后是不能够进入那个应许的安息的。
So it tells us here that those who are disobedient will not be able to enter into the rest.
所以这个安息本身其实在说我们今天在世上可能会有一些患难，就像主耶稣说的，我们在世上有苦难，但是我们可以放心，在它里面有平安。
And so in this life we will have suffering that we will encounter, but in Jesus Christ we are able to find peace.
所以主耶稣特别强调我们的身份，我们是活在这个世上的人，但是我们不是属世界的。
And so Jesus Christ emphasizes that our status is that we live in this world, but we do not belong to this world.
我们有主耶稣基督的恩典在身上的。
Because we have the grace of Jesus Christ on us.
主耶稣基督要我们在世上成为盐，成为光，来做见证。
And Jesus Christ wants us to be the salt and the light of the world to be a testimony.
他要我们能够得胜这个世界的王就是魔鬼。
And so he wants us to be victorious over the ruler of this world, which is Satan.
他要我们能够胜过我们肉体的情欲，就是我们内心的这个最大敌人。
And he wants to overcome our sinful nature, which is our enemy in our hearts.
他要我们完全的顺服基督，把自己舍去。
He wants us to completely surrender to Christ and to forsake ourselves.
那最后我们就能够进入基督所应许的。
And so when we do, then we'll be able to enter into what He has promised.
主耶稣应许我们在世上有平安，虽然这个环境当中可能带来苦难。
He has promised us peace in this world, even though we may be suffering in this world.
所以虽然暴风雨，但是我们是心里平静的。
Even though there may be a hurricane, but in our hearts we are at peace.
虽然有征战，但是我们是可以得胜的。
Even though there may be warfare, but we are able to be victorious.
主耶稣更应许我们在这个今生的世界结束之后，我们有天国永远的安息。
And that Jesus Christ has promised us that after this lifetime on this world, that in Him we can have rest.
就好像摩西，他最后归到神的怀抱里面去了。
And just like how Moses in the end was able to go into the bosom of God.
所以我们有将来永远的盼望。
And so we have a hope that is forever.
在今生这个世界里面，我们一样可以有神的安息。
And in Him we are able to have the rest.
心里面能够很平安。
And able to have peace within our hearts.
我们不会被这个生活的重担压得喘不过气来。
And we won't be burdened by the things of this world to the point that we.
我们可以不需要为世界上的这些生活忧虑，像没有信的人一样。
And we do not have to worry about our needs in this life, like those who do not believe.
所以百姓他们那个没有信心的最后都没办法进入那应许的迦南地。
And so for the people who did not believe, they were not able to enter into the promised land.
他们一一的在这个旅程当中倒闭了。
And one by one, they all fell in the wilderness.
所以，我们现在跳过去看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节，他特别提到说，若是耶稣亚已经叫他们享了安息，后来神就不用再提别的日子了。
Verse 8, for if Joshua had given them the rest.Given them rest, and he would not afterward have spoken of another day.
第九节
Verse 9.
这样看来，必另外一个安息日安息，为神的子民存留。
9. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God.
第十节
Verse 10.
因为他进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his.
你看他这里特别提第八节特别提到说耶稣亚若是耶稣亚已经叫他们享安息了。
And here in verse 8 says, if Joshua had given them rest.
那表示在迦南地啊，他们百姓最后进入迦南地去了。
So after the people, this means that after the people had entered into the land of Canaan.
在迦南地里面，他们是面对了征战。
In the land of Canaan, they had a lot of battles.
迦南七族，神说要完全把他赶出。
And for all the people in the land, God had told them that they had to
最好要把这些敌人全部把他消灭，不管男女老幼，不管什么，通通要把他除灭。
And he had to destroy all of them, no matter if they were men or women. All of them had to.
因为这些迦南七族人如果留着，就成为他们落下的荆棘。当他们生命当中的网罗。
And because the people of the land of Canaan, if they allowed them to remain, they will become thorns in their sides.
所以我们就看到，其实迦南地在百姓进入迦南地之后，他们的征战，这个迦南地并不是像一般人所说的，就是那天国了。
And so after the people entered the land of Canaan and they had their battles, it's not like people think that it is heaven.
因为天国里面不会再有征战的。
Because in heaven there will not be any more.
不会再有这个情欲这些敌人来骚扰我们的。
There will no longer be any sinful lust that will come to bother us.
所以耶稣亚带领百姓进入了应许的迦南地，本身并不是说我们就像进入天国一样。
And so,
什么事情都没有了。
And so for Joshua to bring the people into the land of Canaan, it is not the same that there's nothing else for them to do while they're there.
那第九节他说，另外一个安息的安息为神的子民存留。
Verse 9, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God.
第十节，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
Verse 10, for he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his work as God did from his.
所以这个另一个安息的安息就是代表在天国永远的安息。
And so this other rest is talking about the rest that we have in heaven forever.
这是为什么今天我们如果每一周的安息日能够真的享受在基督里的安息，我们才有办法真正盼望在天国安息。
And so it's only when we're able to have rest every Sabbath, then we're able to have the hope for our eternal rest.
因为地上的安息基本上只是预尝了啊，在天国那真的是卸了一切的功，没有任何的这些征战的完全的平安。
And so because this rest on the Sabbath is only a shadow of the complete rest that we're able to have in heaven.
啊，所以第十一节他特别说，所以我们要竭力进入那个安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
And so verse 11 says, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience.
所以要进入进入安息，就真的能够变可以得救，进入神的国的。
And so to be able to have rest is to truly be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
那要尝到那个天国真正的滋味，一定要现在这个在今天这个世上这样的一个好像很复杂的世界当中得胜。
And so to be able to taste of this rest means that we have to be victorious over the things in this world.
就是我们今天在这个在世的日子里面，能够照着神的吩咐，愿意顺服神，那得胜，然后真的进入那应许的安息。
So in our daily lives here on this earth, that we are able to keep the commandments of God and be victorious, so that we can experience His rest.
就是在基督里面。我们可以胜过我们肉体的情欲。
So in through Christ, we are able to overcome the lust of our flesh.
靠着基督，我们可以得胜这个仇敌魔鬼的攻击。
And through Christ, we are able to overcome the attack of Satan.
我们为了要得胜，我们是没办法靠自己的。
And in order for us to be victorious, it's impossible on our own.
你看每一个以色列的百姓都要完全顺服耶稣亚带领。
Because every single one of the Israelites had to be completely submissive and obedient to the commands.
在这个征战迦南的过程，只要有人不顺服，就是失败。
Because as in the time that they are going to attack the enemies in the land of Canaan, any time one person is disobedient, they failed.
如果有犯罪的，也一定失败。
If there was sin, then they failed.
如果没有求问神的，一定被骗。
If they did not inquire of the Lord, then they were tricked.
那这个都在耶稣亚记里面我们可以看到的教训。
And these are all teachings that we can see in the book of Joshua.
所以耶稣亚记他告诉我们的一个道理。
And so in the book of Joshua, it gives us a teaching.
就是我们要完全的顺服主耶稣基督的引导。
We need to be completely submissive to the teachings of Jesus Christ.
要对主有信心。
And to have faith in Christ.
他所讲的话，我们愿意完全的顺服。
That the words that he has spoken, we need to be completely submissive to it.
而且一定要把这些仇敌，这些我们肉体的情欲，完全把它消除去。
And we have to completely get rid of the sinful lust that still dwell within our body.
就好像保罗说的，要致死肉体的情欲。
And that is like what Paul says that we need to put to death sinful lust.
要愿意完全顺服圣灵。
And to be submissive, completely submissive to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们读耶稣雅记的时候
，So as we read the book of Joshua,
我们就看到这个道理跟以弗所书是一致的。
We can see that the teachings is the same as in the book of Ephesians.
你看今天如果我们常常在谈主耶稣，他提醒我们这个要得到救恩的这个这些道理。
And so we review the teachings of Jesus Christ of how we are to receive salvation.
以弗所书第六章
，Ephesians chapter six.
第六章。
Verse chapter 6,
第十节
verse 10,
他说要靠着主倚靠他的大能大力做刚强的人
verse 10, finally my brethren be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might
第十一节说要穿戴神所赐的全副军装就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计
11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil
第十二节
verse 12,
因为我们不是与属血气的征战乃是与那执政的掌权的管辖那这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战
Verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
这个告诉我们说今天属灵的征战那个仇敌是谁
So here it tells us in our spiritual battle, who is our enemy?
我们要怎么样才能够得胜
And how are we able to be victorious?
我们是靠着主
We have to rely on the Lord.
要真的刚强壮胆
so that we can be strong and courageous.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装
to put on the full armor of God.
要愿意顺服圣灵，随时祷告
and we have to be submissive to the Holy Spirit and pray continually.
那最后我们一定能够把这个救恩彰显，让主耶稣基督的名得荣耀
and in the end, we'll be able to show this the gospel of Christ and the glorify Jesus Christ's name.
那我们最后一定能够进入神的国度里。
And in the end, we'll be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
但是在世上的时候，我们就得胜。
But on this earth, we are able to be victorious.
我们真的就成为主耶稣基督在世上的这个光。
We can be the light for Jesus Christ on this earth.
能够完成主所托付的工作。
And we can fulfill the work of God.
我们就变成在主耶稣基督里面有产业的人。
And we will be people who have a part in God's inheritance.
所以耶稣雅记他告诉我们这样一个我们要努力追求的目标。
And so the book of Joshua shows us the goals that we need to pursue.
我们要在基督里得胜。
That we need to be victorious in Christ.
才能够在基督里面得安息。
So that we are able to have true rest in Jesus Christ.
也能够在这个世界里面成为主的见证人。
So that we can in this life we can be a true testimony of God.
让这些没有神的人，他们看到这神的选民，他们会敬畏，然后他们会愿意来跟随。那我要加入，成为神的儿女。
And so these people will see and know and want to become part of God's household and be His child.
所以在耶稣雅记，我们看到那个愿意加入神的家的，即使是外邦人，即使是罪人，他们最后都能够得救的。
And so we can see that the Gentiles that want to become part of God's household, in the end, they are able to be saved.
他们是因为看到神的选民，他们所行出来的神给他们的这些恩典，让他们很羡慕。
Because they saw the blessing of God upon His people, and they wanted to be part of it.
所以你看《耶稣雅记》第二章就是这个妓女拉合。
And so here in Joshua chapter 2, it talks about Rahab, the harlot.
她是一个罪人，她怎么样最后能够得救，全家得救呢
？She was a sinner, but in the end, how was her and her whole family able to be saved?
你看，甚至她最后进入大卫的家谱里面的
，and later on she even entered into the genealogy of David.
甚至在后来主耶稣基督家谱里面留下他的名字。
And in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, her name is also mentioned.
那如果我们往后看，一直看到第九章那个基遍人。
And if we look at chapter 9 and talks about the Gibeonites.
那么本来是该死的外邦人。
And these are also people who should have died.
但是他们愿意来进入神的国度里面，即使成为仆人都没关系。
But they were willing to enter into the house of the people of God, even as slaves.
最后神也把他们接纳进来了。
We can see that in God, in the end, also allowed them to come in.
所以愿意进入的，他们 都能够得恩典。
That those who are willing and want to enter, they are able to receive this grace.
他们是因为看到这个神对神给选民的恩典，看到选民，他们就真的害怕了。
Because they saw the grace of God upon His people, and so seeing the people, they were afraid.
因为他们知道，如果不是成为选民的一份子，他们是必灭亡的。
Because they knew that if they did not become part of the people, then they would be destroyed.
今天我们被主拣选的人，我们在世上就成为这样的一个见证了。
And so as people who have been chosen by the Lord, we become this type of witness for God.
所以我们需要靠着主在这个世上过得胜的生活。
So through we need to rely on God to be able to have a victorious life on this earth.
那能够，你看每一个不管是什么样的战役，都能够靠着主顺服神的话，然后真的彰显出神的能力来。
And so no matter in what type of issue that we encounter, we are able to be victorious, and we will be able to glorify God in this way.
那一开始耶稣雅记第一章啊。
In Joshua, in the beginning of Joshua chapter 1.
那其实他一直在强调摩西是神的仆人。
It keeps emphasizing how Moses is a servant of the Lord.
那约书亚是摩西的帮手。
And that Joshua was the Moses' assistant.
那这个约书亚是接续摩西的。
And so here Joshua followed after Moses.
那神你看他特别就鼓励这个耶稣亚。
And here God specially encouraged Joshua.
要他刚强壮胆。
To be strong and courageous.
我们从第一章里面所看到的就是今天要得胜的他们要得胜的一个基础。
And so we can see from chapter 1 the foundation for them to be victorious.
他们要进入迦南地。
For them to enter into the land of
Canaan. 一开始他们一定要一个领导人。
First they need a leader.
这个领导人就是耶稣亚。
And this leader is Joshua.
也就是今天我们所说的要靠主耶稣基督。
And that is through Jesus, like we today, it's through Jesus Christ.
那这些领导人他们是神在之前就已经预定就已经拣选出来的人。
And this leader has already been preordained or chosen by God already.
所以你看这个神的仆人这个角色很重要。
And so the role of the servant of the Lord is very important.
虽然一开始摩西那个耶稣亚是成为摩西的帮手。
So even though in the beginning Joshua was Moses' assistant.
可是最后耶稣亚也成为神的仆人。
But later on, Joshua also became the servant of the Lord.
因为最后神就是跟他讲说，你要能够听神的话，像当初摩西听神的话一样。
And because the Lord tells him that you need to be able to listen to my commandments, just like how Moses did.
哦，那只要愿意听神的话，他一定可以。得胜一定不用害怕。
And if you're able to listen to the word of the God, then you'll be able to be victorious.
那所以其实让我们看到说，我们今天要能够成为神的仆人。
So in order for us to be a servant of the Lord,
要能够顺服主。
We have to be willing and able to be submissive to God.
今天真教会一开始的时候
Because in the beginning, the true church,
他就把这个教会里面这些职称从这个牧师这个称呼把它转成传道人。
And so for this title of minister was changed to pastor.
因为我们真教会在一开始在初创的时候，就是圣灵启示建立的时候。
Because when the true church was established by the Holy Spirit.
其中有一项很重要的启示，就是要把这个所谓老师。这个牧师这个称呼把它改掉。
One of the revelations was to change this the title of the minister.
就是今天老师实际上是只有耶稣基督了。
Because only one teacher is Jesus Christ.
摩西、耶稣亚这些带领，最后都成为神的仆人。
Because Moses, Joshua, all of these are all the servant of the Lord.
其实要让我们了解说，真的最后我们需要在主里面都成为仆人的角色。
And it lets us know that all of us, we all need to be have a role of the servant before God.
你看主耶稣他在马太福音23章特别这样讲。
And Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音23章。
Matthew chapter 23.
第八节啊。
Verse 8.
他说：“你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。”
Twenty-three, verse 8. But you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren.
所以这里说只有一位老师嘛。
Here it says there's only one who is your teacher.
那弟兄姐妹 这个信徒基本上跟随主人都是弟兄姐妹。
And everyone else who follows the Christ are all brethren.
第九节说，不要称呼地上的人为父了，因为只有一位是你们的父，就是在天上的父。
9. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven.
所以你看，有一些教会，他们就是把那个圣职人当做父一样的。
And we know in some churches, some denominations, they
regard
their holy workers as fathers.
这不就是明明的违反主耶稣所讲的吗
？Wouldn't this be a teaching against what Jesus Christ?
第十节说
，Verse ten，
也不要受师尊的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的师尊，就是基督。
And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ.
所以真正的老师就是主耶稣基督。
So we can see the true teacher is Christ.
主耶稣是真的是最伟大的。
And Jesus Christ is truly the greatest.
他是我们真的应该要完全效法的对象。
And he is the one that we need to completely follow.
第十一节，你们中间谁为大，谁就要做你们的用人。凡至高的必降为卑，至卑的必升为高。
Verse 11, but he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Verse 12, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
这个就是主耶稣基督他留下的榜样。
And this is the example that Jesus Christ has left for us.
所以主耶稣他是天上的神，最后成为世人的仆人。
Because Jesus Christ, who is the God in heaven, became a servant for all.
就是来服侍所有的人类。
And he came to serve all mankind.
来担当所有人的罪孽。
And to bear all of our sins.
让所有愿意跟随他的人都可以进入那个得救的国度里。
And so that all those who follow him are able to enter into the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣在世上的时候真的是很忠心的神家里的仆人。
And so while Jesus Christ was on the earth, he was a servant in the house of God.
现在耶稣雅集一开头的时候。
So in the beginning of the book of Joshua.
他就告诉我们我们要能够跟随主。
It's telling us that we need to be able to follow the Lord.
能够你看效法这些古圣徒，成为这个仆人，愿意完全听神的话语的。
To follow these saints, and to completely follow the commandments of God.
今天要进入迦南地。
So today, when we want to enter into the land of Canaan,
他们只有一条路而已。
There's only one way in.
就是要照着约书亚所讲的话，每一句话去做。
It is to follow the commands of Joshua to do everything that he has instructed them.
要攻打耶利哥城。
So when they are battling against the city of Jericho,
等到查好第六章的时候，我们就看得很清楚。
So we will see this in chapter 6 very clearly.
耶稣所讲的话，他们每一个人都要遵守。
Everything that Joshua instructed them, they had to follow it.
就照着去做，那个耶利哥城就倒了。
As long as they followed the instructions completely, then Jericho would fall.
那这当中，如果有人不遵守他所说的话，最后就是有人死亡。
And if someone did not follow the commands, then there will be.
接下来战役在爱城里面就失败了。
And this is why in the battle of Ai, it was a failure.
那如果我们看第七节，第一章耶稣雅记第一章第七节。
If we look at Joshua chapter 1 verse 7.
那这里特别提到这个仆人。
Here it talks about servant.
你看。第七节是说，只要刚强、大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
7. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go.
在第一章里面有四次，不断的跟约书亚说要刚强壮胆。
In Joshua chapter 1, it says four times that to Joshua that he must be strong and courageous.
那他要能够刚强壮胆啊，能够勇敢承接责任，这第七节跟第八节就说出到第九节说出他的重要的内涵是什么？
And so for
怎么样才能够叫做刚强壮胆？
And so for Joshua to be strong and courageous, we can see how he can be courageous in verse 7, 8, and 9.
就是说他要谨守遵行摩西所吩咐的一切律法。
Meaning that he has to observe and do according to all the law which Moses had commanded.
那说这些律法，他不可以离开他的口。
And this law cannot depart from his mouth.
那所以不可以偏离左右。
And you cannot go
不可以偏左右了哈。
Or left, turn from it left, right hand or to the left.
哦，那第八节特别说。
And in verse 8 it says.
要谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
That they have to observe to do all that is written in it.
哦，这个就是，你看这个神的仆人，最后他是要完全的照神所说的话去做。
And so the servant of the Lord needs to do completely what the Lord has instructed.
今天我们要 能够得胜，得到那个应许的安息。
So for us to be victorious and to receive this promised rest.
这是最起码的、最基础的要求。
This is the very basic requirement.
当我们愿意顺服神所说的话的时候
，When we're willing to be submissive to the word of God.
其实我们真的可以心里面很平安。
Then we will truly be able to have peace in our hearts.
因为当时候耶稣亚他面对这个工作，对他来说是一个很大的挑战。
Because for Joshua, when he's facing this work, it is a very great task for him.
因为虽然他已经跟着摩西四十年，实习四十年了。
Even though he had followed Joshua for, I mean, he had followed Moses for 40 years.
但是他真正要承担责任的时候，他事实上是会胆怯的。
But when you have to take on this responsibility, he was afraid.
特别接下去他所要面对的是一连串的征战。
Especially since what he is about to face is a series of battles.
今天我们在这个世上不是也是这样吗？
As we are in this world, it's not the same.
我们在我们的生活里面也是一连串的征战呢。
Because in our daily life, we have many battles.
但是神也告诉我们说，我们可以放心，不要害怕。
But God also tells us that we do not have to be afraid.
但是我们要愿意来像这里所说的，能够照他所吩咐的去行。
Instead, we have to do what He has commanded us.
律法常常在我们的心里面去思想，昼夜思想。
To put the book of the law in our hearts to meditate it.Meditate upon.
我们愿意照他所说的 去行出来。
And to do according to what is written.
也就是说，在我们生活当中，真的去行出道理，而不是把它当作一种知识。
So in our life, we are able to live it out and not have it just be a knowledge.
神叫我们去做的，我们就去做了。
And so what God tells us to do, then we do.
就不用想那么多。
So we do not have to think.
神说要奉献的，我们就奉献。
What God tells us to offer, then we offer.
其他的神他都会帮我们处理。
And everything else, God will take care of.
有时候我们想太多的时候，我们真的就会失去信心。
Sometimes when we think too much, it can be very easy for us to be discouraged.
这从他们当初出埃及的时候就是这样子，都不用想太多了。
And so for the people, and that when they first departed from Egypt, this is what happened to them.
如果他们当初像我们今天用这个人的这个智慧啊、聪明去算说，哦，应该要准备什么东西啊，每一项好像都要很有计划。
And so,
一步路他们都走不出去了。
And so if they were had to use their worldly knowledge to leave Egypt, and they had to plan out everything that they had to do, then they would not have been able to step out of Egypt.
今天他们在约旦河边要过约旦河要进迦南地区的时候。
And as they are waiting to cross the Jordan River.
如果他们当时想说进去是要打仗的。
If they thought that to enter is for battle.
那如果是这样的话，那他们在约旦河东的时候，他们准备什么
？What do you think they would prepare when they are east of the Jordan?
他们是准备什么东西呢
？What are they preparing？
第一章的第十一节。
In chapter one, verse 11, it says，
你们要走遍营中，吩咐百姓说：当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过这约旦河，进去得主你们神赐给你们为业之地。
11. Pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess.
他们是预备食物进去要吃的而已。
So they are to prepare food for what they will eat.
如果进去是要打仗，照理说应该准备武器啊。
And so actually, if you were to prepare for battle, you should be preparing your weapons.
你每一个人至少说带一个什么东西去嘛，哈。
Every person should have some kind of weapon.
刀剑啊，能够收集到所有的资源，应该用上。
And different swords and spears, all things of weapons.
但是神跟他们说，不是你准备武器的。
But God did not tell them to prepare weapons.
带领他们在征战的是神。
Because God is the one that is fighting for them.
最后证明他们基本上不需要什么样的武器。
And so here, it shows that they actually don't need any kind of weaponry.
他们的武器就是神。
Their weapon is God.
他们得到武器的关键就是愿意听神的话而已。
And the way they receive weapon is to be obedient to God.
照神所说去做，神就跟他们同行。
And to do what God has commanded it, and
神为他们征战，他们就得胜。
And God will fight for them, and they will be victorious.
最后就是进入迦南地，得到神所赐的产业。
In the end, they will receive the promised land of Canaan and receive their promised inheritance.
那接下来的我们将近一个月的时间在读约书亚记。
So we will spend the next month studying the book of Joshua.
希望我们都能够用这样的一个信心来领受这书中所给我们的教训。
And may we use this type of faith to receive the teachings in this book.
那我们竭力来进入主耶稣所应许的这个安息。
So that we can enter into the promised rest that Jesus Christ has given to us. Let us rise up and sing him.
428首。
428. 428.